The College Experience NEC Northeastern Conference preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Networks presented by MyBookie.ag. The MyBookie Turkey Day free play is back this Thanksgiving. That's right, up to a $250 free bet on the Texans Lions game exclusively at MyBookie.ag. Promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Thrive Fantasy is a new daily fantasy sports app built specifically for player props. Download the app in the App Store and use the promo code SGP for an instant deposit match up to $50. That's thrivefantasy.com, promo code SGP. Sign up and prop up today. We're also brought to you by Ace Per Head. Ace is the leader in paperhead providers, and they make it super easy for you to start your own sports book. Plus, Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free over at aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. Welcome to the College Experience NEC Northeastern Conference preview. My name is Colby Swinging Dantabase Dan, aka Pick Don D. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And we're picking the Northeastern Conference. You didn't think I'd cover this one, did ya? Well, you thought fucking wrong. All right. Because look, you gotta love the Northeastern Conference. A lot of fun teams here. If you're a first time listener to the College Experience, we handicap every single Division I college football and college basketball game. Been doing it for 3.5+ years, been over 50% every single year covering each season. And with our locks, we are way over 50%. And we release all of that for free at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and also on our Twitter accounts. Make sure you give us a follow. I'll give you that at the end of the episode here, but stay tuned and let's talk some Northeastern basketball right from the start. If you're a first time listener, like I said, we've previewed every single conference. So let's get into this mess. The way I normally do this is I just go through with my projected order and I'll break down every single team in this conference to give you what my prediction is. And starting out from the top, I'm going to take you to the Farley Dickinson Knights. I think Greg Haranda, entering year 8, I think he's got a good program and a good thing going there. So I have them sitting at number 1 in the NEC, perhaps getting into the NCAA tournament. And the reason why, look, I understand they lose a couple key players from last year. Caleb Bishop's gone. Basil Sabia is gone. But when you look at the three key players returning this year, first off, they're starting 4 out of 5 of the starting five projected as upperclassmen. That's always a good thing. Point guard, they're led by Jahlil Jenkins at the senior spot, 16 points a game, 1.8 steals, also 4 assists and 3 boards. All around, good point guard. He's back. One of the things I always mention that I love is I love guard play, especially senior guard play. Been well experienced and also good point guard play in these mid majors. It's so essential. Farley Dickinson having Jahlil Jenkins back is huge, and having him just on your roster is huge. I think he's one of the best players in the conference. But then you look at they go with the 4-guard lineup. A lot of these schools don't have the height to really go with your traditional 2 guards, 2 forwards, and a center. So they go with 4 guards and a forward. And if you look at the lineup here, Jahlil Jenkins is projected at the 1. At the 2 is Devin Dunn, sophomore. They're only underclassmen really on this whole or on the starting 5. Dunn averaged just shy of 8 points a game a season ago, so I think he's going to up that a little bit this year. And then at the 3 spot, the 3-guard spot, Brandon Powell, junior, 8.3 points a game. I think both Dunn and Powell should be a little bit better this year, so excited to watch their growth. But then at the 4th-guard spot, Xavier Malone Key, senior guard, 12.4 points per game, 3.5 boards, 2 assists. Excited to see how he comes along this season. And then the big man for them is a 6'7" big man, But Elijah Williams at the center spot, or the forward playing center, essentially, 11.8 points per game, 7.3 boards, 2.5 assists, and 1.1 steals, and also 1.3 blocks. What an animal on the defensive end. Really excited to see. My logic here is this: Jahlil Jenkins, Xavier Malone Key, and Elijah Williams are studs. That's a 1, 2, and 3 punch that a lot of these schools in this conference won't have. Then you look at the depth. They got a little bit of depth. Nothing stands out crazy, but your six man, Brandon Rush, just shy of 5 points a game. That's, if he can come in and contribute like that, maybe even a little more, then it's looking great. Six deep there. Then you even got a little experience with Daniel Rodriguez, Mark Dadica, Oscar Okeke, Callum Baker. All of them have gotten PT. So I expect, and they're breaking in 3 freshmen. I doubt any of those freshmen see much PT. So I like what Farley Dickinson brings back. And I think they're going to be a team that probably, I think will have a little bit of a gap between 1 and 2. Now at the 2 spot, this is where it gets interesting to me. It gets a little interesting here. I'm going to take a shot on good old Long Island, the Sharks, but Derek Kellogg, who's been in year 4 here. You look at this team, you got Jermaine Jackson Jr. at point. He averages 12 points a game. You know me, I've made a point of this. I love good point guard play, especially in the mid majors. Jermaine Jackson, 12 points a game, basically 3.1 assists, 1.2 steals. Love having that. And then once again, the big man. Now this team is a little taller than Farley Dickinson. So perhaps, you know, they could match up pretty well against them. We'll see how that plays out. But, Turn Flowers at the big man spot, 5th year senior, 14.3 points a game, just shy of 10 boards, 2.1 assists, 1.2 blocks, 1.8 blocks, 1.2 steals, all over the court. Great player. This is why Farley Dickinson, Long Island matchup is must watch TV for me. Then they bring in another guard, Trey Wood from UMass, who's a transfer. Now, a little unproven at UMass, just 3 points a game, but I wonder if that will, you know, propel, since he's going against lesser competition than the A-10. So then you got Vishon Cotton, redshirt junior. He was actually pretty decent last year, just shy of 9 points a game, 1.1 steals, like him on the defensive side of the ball. And at the other forward spot, Errol Penn, who hasn't played any gear, but when he played, it was 6 points, about 5 boards, 1.3 blocks. So it'll be interesting to see his progression over, you know, over the, what, essentially year and a half span of not playing in a basketball game. Another transfer that I like, and I really want to circle here, is Alex Rivera. He's a redshirt sophomore point guard, transfer from UMass Lowell. I'm sorry. And 9.2 points a game. If he can just contribute anything close to that, that's a great six man. Also Jack Bellentine, 3.1 points per game on the bench. Also Usumane Diem. He's only averages 1 point a game, but he's a 7-foot guy. What I like about this team is with Ballantyne and DM, you got a lot of height. This team's got a lot of height. Now, sure, there's 4 freshmen on that bench. If you ever get into foul trouble, could get a little bit hairy, but I like the height of Long Island, and I think they're going to be able to battle them pretty tough. So I got the Sharks at number 2 within this conference. At the number 3 spot, I'm going to take a shot on, well, yeah, I wrote this like that, but okay. I'm going to take a shot on Bryant. All right. They lost a ton of season ago. Adam Grant's gone. Cardenas is gone. Lynn, Nduga, Simmons, Harding, they lost a ton, but I kind of like what they got going. The Bulldogs here, Jared Grasso, year 3. I feel like he's doing a good job with this program, and they return Michael Green, the 3rd sophomore point guard, 9.3 points a game a season ago. I think he's ready to take that next step. And Hall Elias at the big man spot, 5th year senior, 7 points, 5 boards. Now someone's going to need to step up the scoring. I don't know if it's him. I don't know if it's Green. They also break in a couple transfers on this team. Peter Kiss from Rutgers coming in. He averaged 6 at Rutgers. I think he could definitely fill the scoring void here. Also Mello, how do I pronounce it? Eggleston from Arkansas State. He averaged 8.5 at Arkansas State. So I think he'd be able to fit in fine at Bryant and be able to contribute maybe 12, 14 points a game. On the bench, Charles Pride averaged 8.2 points a season ago, 5 boards as well. I think he'll continue to develop. And that it gets a little hairy after that, because you got the only guy who's played on your team on the bench is Nathaniel Stokes at 1 point a game, but you are breaking in a UAB transfer in Luis Hurtado, and Luke Sutherland from Siena. Those guys are going to be pretty, someone's got to step up there. You got Pride. You want to go 7-8 deep. I don't think you just want 6 playing. So Stokes, Sutherland, somebody got to step forward. They also bring in a JUCO transfer and Darius Gwynn. So perhaps, or is that Gwynn? It might be Darius Gwynn. And the spelling is off. Another one to circle is the JUCO transfer, Chris Childs. How did I forget that one? He's penciled in to be their starter. Well, that'll be an interesting play to see how that works out. But I'm going to go with Bryant at the 3 spot. I kind of trust their pedigree a little bit here. I know that sounds crazy, I think, a little bit, but I think they were solid last year, and I felt like they were kind of coming on. I know they lose a ton. All right, now at the 4 spot, I'm going to go with Mount St. Mary's. All right. And my logic is this. I know they lose Morris, Hobway, and Brandon Lefwich, but I love a good backcourt. I've told you this time and time again. Damon Chongquai is a junior. He's only 5'8", but he averages 12.2 points a game, 4 assists, 4 boards, 1 steal. He's tough. That's pretty awesome. And then they bring back Jalen Gibbs at the 2 guard spot, senior guard, 11.5 points a game, 4 boards as well. That backcourt, and then you add the bigs. I understand they're breaking in a freshman at the 3 guard spot, and Josh Reeves. He's an enigma. He's unknown. But the 4 and 5 spot, Nana Okpu, 9.3 points a game, 6 boards. That's impressive. Malik Jefferson, the junior there, 9.7 boards. I like the bigs here. The depth of the team. Waiting on DeAndre Thomas, a transfer from Sanford. Does he get that waiver? I don't know. But they got a GW transfer in Mezzi Oferim and also Naeem Miller from a season ago. Nanemi, perhaps they need one of these guys on the bench to step forward. Perhaps if that Sanford transfer does not get that waiver, I'm looking at the GW transfer. So they're going to need some points on that bench a little bit. So Mount St. Mary's would be at my 4 spot, led by Dan Egelstad in year 3. After that, where do we go? Where do we go? I want to tell you guys that the College Experience NEC preview is brought to you by mybookie.ag. Thanksgiving's about traditions, like turducken with mashed potatoes and betting on football with MyBookie's Turkey Day Free Play. MyBookie's third annual Turkey Day Free Play returns Thanksgiving Thursday. It's your chance to bet up to $250 risk-free on the early Thanksgiving Day game between the Detroit Lions and the Houston Texans. The Turkey Day Free Play is a no-risk, all-gravy wager on the full game spread. Pick the right team and you win. If you lose and you're upset, your bet up to $250 is refunded before the next kickoff of the next game. New players will also get their first deposit matched halfway all the way up to $1,000 to help add even more excitement to the greatest football weekend of the year. That's right. Make your first deposit and get extra cash you can use on parlays, teasers, and props all weekend long. Use the promo code SGP in order to claim your bonus and your free bet. And the best part is, that's only the beginning, guys. MyBookie has promotions all holiday weekend long. Turkey Day Free Plays Thanksgiving Thursday. That thing rolls into Black Friday boosted odds and finishes the holiday strong with a buy one, get one free Cyber Monday Night Football. That's why at MyBookie they call football season winning season. Check it out now. No risk, all gravy, baby. Don't forget to use the promo code SGP to claim your freebies only at mybookie.ag. All right. Where the hell am I at here? What are we talking about? Oh, I just rattled off St. Mary's as my fourth team. You know, and I actually think there's potential that they could finish much, much higher. Just going to throw that out there. Potential that they could finish much higher. A lot depends on some of those transfers. At the 5 spot, this is a team that's only played in Division 1 basketball for 1 year, and I was thoroughly impressed in year 1. Sure, they lose Hayes, Lord, and Joyner, which were key players from a season ago, but I like Mikey Watkins at the point. He's back 7.5 points per game. Two steals. Tough. They're going to need to find a scorer, though. I will say that. But they got experience. They got three upperclassmen starting out of five. Khalif Crawford, maybe you're the guy to step it up. Going to get a much more playing time. So only averaged 1.7 points a game a season ago. Perhaps Devin Jensen. I think that one, actually, if you're going to circle one, I think Watkins and Jensen going to up their points per game to double digits. He averaged 7.5 a season ago. Wouldn't be surprised if Ziggy Reed bumped his average up by a little bit. And same Jordan Miner, the forward, I'm 6 points a game a season ago. I'm assuming that's going to be about 10 and 7, and also one block a game, a little over that. So, on the bench though, they're thin. Michael Daring, the most experienced bench player, 4 points a game a season ago. Him, Ryan Miller at 2.8 points per game. Going to be key players. Also, Jordan McCoy. Now, they do have a JUCO transfer and Justin Connolly coming in. Perhaps he could be the guy. Got three freshmen. Other than that, maybe one of those steps up and really delivers here. But I'm going to trust that Merrimack, coming out of nowhere, is going to finish at that five spot. At that six spot, I'm going to go with St. Francis, PA. You look at St. Francis and, the Red Flash coached by Rod Krimmel. He's in year 9. You don't get that way without knowing a thing or two. So this team, I do fear that, look, they got a senior point guard. Perhaps he's been waiting for this opportunity in Ramir Dixon Conover. But he only averaged 4 points a game, 2 assists a season ago. I know limited time. So, but he's going to need to step it up, deliver right away. I do like the fact he's a senior. They're breaking in a freshman projected to start, Maxwell Land. Kind of an enigma to me. That one's going to be interesting. At the three, Tyler Stewart, the redshirt junior, 8.2 points a game. That guy is going to be one that I think you're going to see him at 12, 13, 14 points this year. Also Miles Thompson from a season ago at the forward spot, 10.2 points per game, 5 boards. I expect him to get 12, 14, maybe 7 or 8 boards, stepping it up some. And also Mark Flagg at the other forward spot. He's a senior, 6.7 points per game a season ago, 4.4 boards, 1.1 block. Expect him to get after it. Now, once again, the lack of depth. Bryce Lasky, most experienced guy on the bench, 2.9 points per game. He's got to step it up. Same with Chukwu Ikadashi, only 2 points a game a season ago. They're banking on the fact that Holy Cross transferring Marlon Hargis, 6 points a game at Holy Cross. So they can get him, and he's waiting for a waiver. I don't know if he got that waiver. I feel like he did, because the NCAA has been giving those things out left and right. But if for some reason he can't, they got to find one of those five freshmen to figure something out. So give me St. Francis, PA at the sixth spot. I want to tell you guys that the college experience NEC preview is brought to you by Thrive Fantasy. Come prop up on Thrive Fantasy this season. Thrive Fantasy is a daily fantasy sports app for player props. With Thrive, you can eliminate the countless hours of research and focus on only the top tier athletes that have the biggest impact on the game. If it's NFL, you choose 10 of the available 20 player props to build your lineup. If it's NBA, PGA, MLB, or esports, choose 5 of the available 10 player props to build your lineup. Each prop is assigned a fantasy value for both the over and the under based on how likely it is to hit the most props, rack up the most points to win a share of the prize pool. Thrive has over $50,000 in guaranteed prizes weekly and has awarded over $1.6 million in cash prizes. So make sure you use that promo code SGP when you sign up today and you'll receive an instant match up to $50 on your first deposit with a 4x rollover. Download Thrive Fantasy at the App Store, Google Play Store, or by visiting their website, www.thrivefantasy.com. Sign up and prop up today. And don't forget that promo code SGP. All right. We're in the thick of this. All right. I think I'm on, did I say St. Francis is the sixth rated team for me in the NEC. They had a good year last year too. So perhaps I'm full of it over here. At the seventh spot, man, this was actually kind of a tough decision for me at the seventh spot. I'm going to go with St. Francis, Brooklyn. All right. Give me St. Francis Bookie. Can they figure some things out? The Terriers and Glenn Brassia. Been there. This is year 10 or no, year 11 for the guy. You look at this thing. Can they get a big to show up? They're undersized. They're extremely undersized, but they can shoot and they can score. Starting point guard, Chauncey Hawkins, 5'8". He's a senior. They got four upperclassmen starting. I like that. Chauncey Hawkins, 15 points a game, 2 steals, 3 assists. He'll be joined in the backcourt by Rob Higgins, 11 points per game. The third guard, Yannick McLean, 11.4 points per game, 8 boards. That's a guy who's doing it. 6'2". He's 6'2", and he's getting 8 boards a game. That is my type of dude right there. The guard play is fantastic. I think it's going to be a problem night in, night out for opposing teams in the NEC. The problem is after that, it's senior Evans at the forward spot, 6'6". Only 3.3 points a game a season ago, 5 boards. Now, he didn't get as much playing time. They lost some pieces, but he's going to need to step in and up that average. And also Raekwon Taylor, they're counting on him, a JUCO transfer. I don't know much about him, but he's penciled in to be a starter. Steven Kritnik on the bench. This is a guy who contributed pretty solid last year, 6 points a game here. Liking that depth. And then when you add in that Quinnipiac transfer and Travis Atson, who averaged 5 there as a grad transfer, you start to see, hey, man, St. Francis Brooklyn's got some depth. Larry Moreno at 4 points a game. Jordan Williams, Trey Quarterblom. Those guys are all deep on that bench. And I the more I think about it, I'm almost convinced to take, actually, you know what I'll do? I'll take St. Francis Brooklyn. I think they can figure out something. Somebody, you know, someone can get in there and to bang a little bit, right? They'll find somebody. It's Brooklyn. All right. Give me them to hop up. I'm actually going to move them up 2 spots. The more I think about it, the more you analyze these rosters, I think, yeah, okay, I get it. But limited minutes is limited minutes. Your stat line's not going to look that great. Now Evans has a lot more minutes he's going to get. Taylor is a question mark, but I, you know, if not him, they got another JUCO transfer on that bench. They also got Kritnik. Maybe they just play small ball. I mean, they're already going to be playing somewhat small ball. Maybe they move Evans to the 5 and go with Kritnik. I don't know. I think they'll figure it out. Give me St. Francis Brooklyn at now the 6, and then I will bump. Who is it? I'll bump. Who was that I had ranked there? I will bump. Yeah. The other St. Francis to down 1 spot. Okay. So then am I making any fucking sense here? All right. Let me break this down a little bit here. Okay. At the 1 spot, we know what I'm doing. I'm doing Farley Dickinson. At the 2, I got Long Island. At the 3, I got Bryant. At the 4, Mount St. Mary's. At the 5, I'm going to go with Merrimack. At the 6, I'm going to go St. Francis Brooklyn. At the 7, St. Francis PA. And then at the 8, I'm going to go with Wagner. All right. Are we there? Am I making sense here? It's funny because sometimes you're in the middle of talking about these schools and you're like, wait. No, but Wagner, let me break down Wagner a little bit for you. They are a team that is very experienced. So if you're a Wagner fan, you got that going for you. You're 6 deep, all either seniors or a redshirt junior. And I do like, I question a little bit of the point guard. Chase Freeman's decent, I think, but 6 points a game. He's a senior. He's going to have to up that he's just going to have to up his game this year. This is a point guard driven conference. A lot of these teams have good point guard play. So Freeman's going to get tested night in, night out. Elijah Ford at the 2 guard spot, just shy of 10 points a game, 5 boards. I think he's good there. I like Morales at the 3 guard spot, 5th year senior. He's the best scorer on the team. 14 points a game, 6 boards, 3 assists, 1.1 steals. Is there anything this guy doesn't do? And then at the 4 spot, Nigel Jackson, who's a player, 10 points a game, pretty much. I think that stat line will go up. They're really banking on this this big man transfer from Chattanooga, Justin Brown, and I think he probably will work out. I think the scoring options, he doesn't need to put up a lot of points. I think Wagner could be solid. I could be underestimating Wagner, to tell you the truth. But Will Martinez at the 6-man spot, he's a redshirt senior. He can play. After that, they even got a little depth with Jameer Fletcher, Taylor, and DeAndre Wilkins. Also, they're banking on perhaps Ashton Miller coming over from Duquesne. You get those things going, this is a deep team that could, I could be really wrong about, to tell you the truth. I could be really wrong about Wagner being eighth. Got a solid team, but we'll see how that point guard play holds up, and also the big man coming in from Chattanooga. All right, I want to tell you guys that the College Experience NEC preview is brought to you by Ace Per Head. You ever thought about starting your own sports book but don't know how? Well, guess what? Ace Per Head is here to help you start your own sports book. They'll provide you with an all-inclusive professional betting site with all the lines updated to the second and wagers graded immediately. They got top-notch customer support going 24/7 and some of the sharpest lines in the industry. Plus, Ace Per Head offers live betting and an amazing mobile experience. Get started today. And Ace is offering up to 6 weeks free. Just go to aceperhead.com/SGP. That's aceperhead.com/SGP. I'm down at number nine. Down at number nine, and I'm thinking it's going to be Sacred Heart. Thinking it's going to be the Pioneers and Anthony Latina. Anthony Latina? Year eight? I don't know, man. I'm trying to be honest here. You look at the roster, they don't have a lot of returning players. Aaron Clark's the point, and he's a good point. Like I said, a lot of the point guard play in this conference is pretty solid. After that, your guess is as good as mine. They got Zach Rads coming back, but he hasn't played in over a year. Tyler Thomas at 5.6 points a game. And then on the bench, they got what, two players that have ever played in a Sacred Heart uniform. One of them's out for the year in Zach Plaffenberger, and he was their best reserve. So now Alex Watson becomes that man. And then everyone after that is freshmen. That's a concern. I think Sacred Heart struggles this year. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. And then at the 10 spot, the lone Sacred Heart, you'll be better than this team. All right. I promise you, you'll be better than good old Central Connecticut State. It used to be, right? Did they drop the state? Look, Central Connecticut loses Jameer Coleman, Tyler Rowe, and Trey Tennyson from a year ago. Danielle Marshall in entering year four. Hey, I met him in Vegas. He wasn't very friendly to me. I will hang on to that. But I wish him the best. You know what I mean? Everyone's been an idiot before. All right. So Ian Kershen is the guy, the two guard spot, 12.5 points a game. Him, Jameer Reed. Actually, their three guards can score. The point guard can't, or that we know of so far. Maybe he can this year. But Ian Kershen, Jameer Reed, and Greg Outlaw, they combine for like about a solid 29-30 points a game. That might even be up this year. I'm expecting it to be up this year to about maybe 34 points a game. Point guard is a question mark. Zach Newkirk, he's a junior, 3 points a game a season ago. Got the keys to the Cadillac now. See what you can do in a conference that's really dominated by the point guard position. You got your work cut out for you. At the big man spot, Xavier Wilson, 5 points a game, 3 boards, 1 block. I don't know. He's got to up his game. The good thing here for Danielle is that everyone's due back next year. Even your top bench player, who's actually your third leading scorer on the team ahead of Jameer Reed, is Miles Baker. Bringing him back's huge. Also Carrington Wallace. I will say this, they're deeper than a lot of other teams. So maybe Central Connecticut can surprise, take down Sacred Heart or so, move up a few spots in the NEC. So, all right. That is my NEC preview, guys. And like I said, we've previewed all the other conferences, so make sure you check those out. And we are the College Experience. We're available on all platforms. You can listen to podcasts. And like I said, we handicap every single Division I college football, college basketball game. Release that thing on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com with our locks and our picks. Been over 500 on our locks and been over 500 on our picks. Been way over 500 on our locks year in, year out. Never had a season where we weren't. So we give them away for free. We're not trying to sell you on some nonsense. Go to the website, check it out. Go to Twitter. We post them on Twitter too. Check them out. We don't charge for picks, and we won't charge for picks. What I will try to charge you for though is your kindness. I would like you to go over to iTunes. Look, we're in a fucking pandemic. The least thing you can do is go, you know, you're liking the pod, go over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, give us some nice comments. All right. That's all we want. All right. Oftentimes sponsors have told us they look at the comments. They want to see people engaged, enjoying the podcast prior to them investing. So therefore, if you leave a nice comment, they'll look and see that comment and they'll say, hey, like, I guess people like these idiots. And then they'll give us money. We'll give you more breakdowns and you'll hear more debauchery on the microphone. And yeah, if you do leave that 5-star review, if you're nice enough to do that, take a screenshot of that thing on your phone. Tag me at the Colby D on Twitter. And I will enter you in a David Stern like rigged raffle where you win a college experience t-shirt and I'll send it to you. How does that sound? All right. Simple deal here. Just hook us up. Kindness plus kindness. All right. I'm fucking Gandhi over here. All right. At the Colby D on Twitter. That's where I'm at. Patty C, one of my co-hosts that's normally with me, former JMU Duke. He's on Twitter at Patty C831. Give him a follow. NC Nick does the DF, writes a ton of great articles at sportsgamblingpodcast.com and also does the DraftKings pod with me. In fact, I come play DraftKings with us fans. Come play college basketball and college football. We welcome all. We do a podcast breaking down our lineups. If you play just the lineup that we give away, you'll win money like $280 a week ago. I was hitting for 10 G's for like 8 hours. In the final 30 minutes, Keaton Slovis fucked me over a little bit, and I ended up walking away with $280. But I gave away that lineup on air, so you could have been one of those people taking away $280, but you didn't listen to me. You missed out on money. And yeah, so give NC Nick a follow. We are part of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Give them a follow at DSGP Network. And yeah, this is the college experience, NEC style. You better start thinking about yours. And we out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.